Arratsa Leo, muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to commence the press conference of the film projected for the press, screen for the press, within the official section this morning of this 58th edition of the International San Sebastian International Film Festival. The film is called Mysteries of Lisbon, which is going to be presented in this press conference. In short, the director, Raúl Ruiz, the actors, Adriano Luz, Clotilde Esme, María João Bastos, Ricardo Pereira, Alfonso Pimentel, and the producer, Paolo Branco, and the scriptwriter of the film, Carlos Saboga. Before commencing the press conference, let's allow the director of the film, Raúl Ruiz, tell us a bit about how everything commenced and how the project was developed, this unique project. Mr. Ruiz, you have the floor. This is a project which has a lot of layers and levels, like all the work that I've had to do in Portugal, which I've now summed the figure of 20 films from the last 30 years until now. Many different layers, I say, because on the one hand, it's to re-encounter what my first work that I'd done, I did the ends of chapters of Mexican soap operas, and I also did avant-garde theater. So, periodically when I go to Chile, I talk to Mexico, I always say, why don't you allow me to do a soap opera, because this is what I'd like to do the best. I like filmmaking as well as soap operas. But all of a sudden, Pablo comes up with this, which is a way of closing my life cycle, which is ending, by the way. It's coming to an end. And it allows me to work with a structure which isn't as simple as you believe in the soap opera. It's not that things go from bad to worse, and then a miracle turns up, and one wins the lottery or so on and so forth, and everything goes well. That is it. We treat the film as a classic soap opera would be the Italian Chronicles of Stendhal. Stendhal carries out these types of historic approach to these types of films. Balzac, for example, we can say carries out this work, and then the Mysteries of Paris of Eugense. So therefore, I took all of this very enthusiastically. And I read the story, the first conversation I held with Carlos Saboga, the screenplay writer, the script writer, said that in the novel, the three novels that make up The Mysteries of Lisbon, a lot of crying is done, a lot. People cry three times per page. So what the idea was to leave it to make people cry, but only once every 20 pages, and so therefore, while I was making the film, I kept quite busy, and this entertained me. I'm not too sure whether I'm answering any questions. My problem is, as I never understand the questions well, I answer different things. I never understand the questions too well. Okay. Questions, whoever wants to ask a question.
Un segundo, espera que le... señor...
Mr. Ruiz, I represent a Cinegrama, which is from a Chilean magazine, a cinema magazine. I would like to know what your health's like and what projects do you have. You have always been working with Chile, and you've returned quite a lot despite these 35 years abroad. I would like to know what projects you have after having made this film, The Mysteries of Lisbon. Any projects with Chile? Do you truly want to know this? Yes, completely. 2 points. Hamlet in theater. La Noche de Enfrente. and then a variation, because I hope to do another one in Lisbon with Paulo, of El Niño que sudó de amor. And then I want to make a large feature film with the figure of the governor who died in the uprising of Mapuches in the 1600s. It's one of the two governors that they killed or murdered when in Spain they started to talk about the fact that we had to negotiate at that time. There'd be another half a dozen projects. That's why I asked you whether you truly wanted me to answer you. The last question, when are you going to return to Chile? In the coming months. When my time, God willing, and the doctor allow me to do so, permit me to do so. That is to say, in the month of November. There's a book as well. Well, it'll have to be November, because what's the name of the book? Book Hamlet is the story of a Danish man, of a Dane. I wrote it because the other one's been seen and read too much, the other version.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please. I'm going to ask my question in French. Good morning, Raoul Villarreal. I work for the festival, but I'm also a cinema critic. I've just seen your film, and first of all, I want to thank you very much for the pleasure and the intelligence in the entire film. I have one question, albeit you've talked about the structure of this type of film, but when does that final duel takes place, the duel that doesn't take place at the end of the day, there's a moment in which there's an after image, a false suicide of the child, and then we see how that boy or child reappears. And at the end, and what it has reminded me of is Life is a Dream of Calderón de la Barca. I know it's not the novel that you had originally in mind that inspired you, but it did make me think upon Calderón de la Barca. They say everything that we've seen have not been more than just illusions, the illusions of a fever, a spirit which is under fever, which is in fever. That moment in the film, could you talk about it, at least in the version that we've seen today? Because I know that there's a longer version. There's a moment which is a bit dark. You've already cleared up other points. And then there's another element as well, which is the priest who doesn't have a sister. Who's Doña Antonia, therefore? Who is Doña Antonia, therefore? If the priest doesn't have a sister, why, quote unquote, does he have a sister which is called Doña Antonia? Well, we will have to see the long version in order to get an answer to that. I'm going to answer as regards to who is that character of the duel who commits suicide at the end. It's a good example in order to know that what we have to do in certain occasions, let's say, the decisions that are taken when you're shooting the film. The moment you're shooting it, I decided that duel should be done from the beginning to the end with all of its preambles. Should I speak in Spanish? Okay. And it occurred to me, the idea occurred to me, a bit of a stupid idea, because the main character was going to fight in a duel, which is you, would fight in a duel, and it was seen from outside, so therefore we wanted an extra to look like him. And they brought a very young man, he was 14 years old, and I'd already forgotten that I'd asked for that 2 months earlier. I said, what do I do with this guy, this young kid? Well, I started to think. I said, all of a sudden, I said, well, maybe he can act as a doctor, but he didn't look like a doctor at all, this young man. So therefore, finally, I remembered that in that region, in Portugal, and especially up higher, up in Sintra, in all the parts of Europe, the young people went to commit suicide. That's where they went to commit suicide. So it occurred to me, at the end of the duel, we superimposed with a scene of a person that's going to commit suicide. Let's imagine an Englishman who's going to commit suicide, because you know how the English people are maniacs, and he decided that he's going to commit suicide right there. And all of this is occupied by a ridiculous duel at the same time. So therefore he has to wait. So therefore he walks in the background backwards and forwards, and then he commits suicide. But that's, for me, that was important. That's what I understand. The important thing is to create an emotion which I like to work with, and that is the elements in the background of the frame. I'm not inventing something. I learned from Jeremy's Gospos and Proegel, these... what's happening in the background is much more important than what's happening in the front, in the close-up. So therefore, they're both linked together, and that's why I did this. I know that some people, including the producer, saw that, like, there are a lot of ghost films that are made, but this one wasn't a ghost film. This would be the ghost of your brother, Clotilde's brother, the Duchess of Cliton. And the other question. Doña Antonia. Well, we have to see the TV series, and there is where you know she, the daughter, Doña Antonia, of a very delicious woman who's called Anacleta de los Remedios. She sells cod, and one of her daughters is protected by the father Denise, and she turns into a character that are a lot of women. But there's the lovers of Father Denise, who also form part of the series, and we've got simply his proteges, which are more asexual in that sense. So therefore, the sentimental relationship is not that important. I know that it's a bit arbitrary to say that you have to see the series, and if it's not in the series, what's she doing here? Well, here I'm only playing with a lot of cases, all in inverted commas, which is something that I like to use, let's say, inverted commas, to leave something, leave loose threads, shall we say. You leave a loose thread, and fatally, it's completed by the audience, the imaginative audience, that is to say, people I see and I imagine. That's what I'm saying. If I got a bit obnoxious, which sometimes takes the place, and the court of Don Frederick II, a poem which means that the seen image and the imagined image, and he's saying this in Portuguese. I don't think I really need to visar, which is to see, and to when I contemplate, I imagine, I see the face, my mother's father, mother's long way away, but that face, I can imagine it, albeit she's far away, knowing that what I imagine is not what's there. So therefore, if we think about that, there are possibilities of making a type of cinema. There are two parallel cinemas, that is say, when you see a movie. The ones, the movie you see and the movie you imagine. So therefore, and that's why loose threads are indispensable in films. I quote. Next question, please. Hi, over here. To talk about the theatrical element, that little theater that which is given as a gift to Joao, and the storytelling, the representation of the characters that live in that tragedy. Could you talk a bit about that? It's the loose thread, because if one sees a theater, or the stories are repeated, it's as if it's like a childlike approach. But if you think in the final scene in the film, it's ambiguous. The child, the boy, probably dies. And as they say, well, one dies, one sees all the life that's gone before him. A boy that has very little experience can imagine everything that he might have been. So therefore, that's another one of the options of the film, which in reality, everything that we saw is what he imagined while he died, while he was dying.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please.
Pronto. Mejor iremos ver la película otra vez.
Perhaps we should see the film again.
Que le acercan el micrófono.
Sí, me gustaría preguntar.
Yes, I would like to ask María Joao or the rest of the cast, what's it like to work with Mr. Rees, a person who's so charismatic and so incredible with so much imagination? Well, I'm going to try answer in Spanish. Well, for me, it was very good. It was the first film that I've done with Raúl, and I hope it'll be the first of many. Just like Raúl, you've said Raúl is very charismatic. And he's a director that does, I don't need to say it, but he's a fantastic director. And as a person, he was very good. It was great to meet him as well. And it's very easy to work with him because I don't know how he does it, but he manages to take us where he wants us to go without asking too much of us. And this is something, it's like magic, really. Because the truth is, he manages take us to where he wants to, but with a lot of freedom and with a lot of intelligence. It was a very good experience for me, and I'm very thankful and very proud of the work that we've carried out. You speak very good Spanish, thank you. And I think that for all of us, because I think you can see and feel all of the energy that Raúl was able to create, managed to create during the shooting of the film. I think that that can be seen in the film, all of us. Am I going to speak, or Ricardo, are you going to say something? Please help me, please. I don't speak Spanish.
The most important thing for me, it was a really pleasure to work with Raúl, but it's a great man. It's an amazing man with a good energy, with so much to teach us, so many culture inside him. It was really a dream to make this movie with him, and we are happy to be here with him, and we hope we can make another movies.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next question, please. Another novelty, the casting. There are a lot of directors. Adriano directs theater. Our friend, not you, but Alfonso. He's a soap opera director as well, yes. So there are a lot of directors here. Any further questions?
Bueno, just...
Well, I'm from Brazil, and I would like to know, first of all, why all of the people that are in Portuguese, when you go to Brazil, why go to Brazil? Because the film, why does it make it all the way to Brazil? Well, Brazil is in the novel, and so therefore it's in the script. In fact, in the script, we'd foreseen that the film was to start in Brazil and the character remembers his life from Brazil. The idea of not using the beginning in Brazil was to give that idea, that magical idea, or that option, shall we say, that this film was imagined by someone who's 14 years old. And that was the magical side. The other Brazilian, quote-unquote, element is that to present it, I was saying it was like a Brazilian soap opera, which a compressed Brazilian soap opera, as if it were an aspirin. And what appears in the novel at the end of the day is the image that you have in Portugal in the 19th century of Brazil. It's like the United States. It's where a place where everyone gets rich, that all the people that come from Brazil. And there are a lot of millionaires, esoteric, masons, liberals, and there's anarchists. Brazil is a territory which is magical and unexplicable or inexplicable for, or difficult to explain for people of that period. It is true, Oliveira Martins says, an historian of the contemporary Portugal, and there's something, there's a dance where he says, Los Dons Africanos dance here. These Los Dons, they come from Brazil as well. Someone who I always had in mind to do, to make a film or theater with him, which is the composer, music composer and poet who's Brazilian and who's black, who is Domingos something, a tragic character. Domingo something Barbosa. It's Barbosa and something else. You'll have to ask someone in Brazil, I don't know. He's a character who was bohemian, I think he's saying a drinker, he's speaking Portuguese now, and those characters in Brazil, and all of a sudden they get together on their own, and they meet on their own, just like particles do, and they explode and a film emerges. Next question, please. Hi, good afternoon. I seem to have understood that this forms part of a series. Could you please clear this up? And the second question is, in the distribution, 4 hours and 10 minutes is a bit complicated to put it on the screen. In cinemas, that is to say. Could you please give me more information as regards to the distribution of the film? I don't know. This forms part of a project which is a TV series. The advantage of it for cinema, for almost half hours, you can assure there's not a multitude of people is not going to turn up, which is always pleasant, by the way. No, not for the producer. Well, perhaps for the producer as well. It's something for me that I've wanted to do for a long time, to have the space to allow the film to breathe. I remember experiences with films, long films of Indian films, Sayak Israel, for example, his first film, and the versions of long films of films that ended up being much shorter. Italian films that I used to see, I remember Italian film I must have seen it when I was about 10 or 12 years of age. And it was so long, and so many things happened every day, and with a dramatic background, which was a war, that when the film was finishing, I started to feel like crying. And I had never cried with any of the dramas in the film. I cried because the film was going to finish, because I got used to, well, these characters seemed like part of my family. I got used to them, which is one of the powers that soap operas have. Those people that are fortunate enough to do soap operas, they transform the characters in part of the family of whole entire countries. And for me, art, that type of popular art, interests me very much. I'm not saying to redeem it, because I don't have to redeem foreign soap operas, but to use that space in this part of the history of mankind, where everything's going very fast, it's very good to take a step back. And within the film, it's good to take a step back and say, there's a sociologist, Norbert Elias, in all of the structures, social structures, there's an involvement, there's an aspect which is being involvement to be concerned, and also taking a step back. Distanzierung, which is a German word, which is from a novel of Brecht, that's to take a step back, to be contemplative, which doesn't mean we shouldn't contemplate landscapes and to make people die. But all of a sudden, someone is scratching one's nose, could be end up being a landscape, and a battle could end up being an empty desert. So that's one aspect, and the other one is to work with the amount of actors, with the enthusiasm that I should pay tribute to all of the actors in the cast who worked with me, who worked very enthusiastically. And what I mean by really enthusiastically, they didn't scream saying they were going to win an Oscar. They were just saying, it's so pleasant to work here in this type of picnic setup, and because the secret this a home meal, these are small restaurants. When one makes a film, it's like being in a small restaurant, making you feel at home. They said there's not going to be any violence on the set, okay? Violence is in front of the camera, appears in front of the camera. But for me, nobody makes me angry, because I came here to be relaxed and to allow me to have a siesta, an afternoon nap, and not to scream at people, especially as an Argentinian film critic said, how can you direct films with that little voice you've got? Once again, I've probably answered something that you haven't asked. Next question, please. No, just to complete my colleague's question, she asked, and I was also interested in knowing, the series from where the film starts, how many episodes does it have, what's its length, details, technical details of that nature. The series is a different thing. Apparently, there's the same images appear, but there are scenes in which they're in the series and they're not here, but there are also scenes that are in a film and they're not in the series, okay? So the series where Father Dinis is in his room of memoirs, that doesn't appear in the series. It's more focused, the series, and per chapters, and it's more of a parody. It pays tribute to Castello Blanco. It's not an author-type film or an auteur-type film. The narrative arrow, so to speak, is much stronger in the series because it's divided into chapters. Apart from the fact that we accept that in cinema, the metaphor, there's one extreme, there's William Tell, and then the Battle of Azincourt. If William Tell has an arrow and it hits the apple of his son on his head, there's a strong directionality. The Battle of Azincourt, the English beat the French with Robin Hood, it wasn't one arrow, there were millions of arrows that fell from many, many directions. That's what I like, and that's what the good thing that... that's why the teleseries or the soap operas have. That's what's extraordinary about soap operas. Next question, please.
Señor Ruiz,
Mr. Ruiz, in a certain way, having been quite ill, does this change your meaning, your sense of life, or the will to do more things, so to radically change? No. The advantage is that I was dead, which is even much more interesting. But another idea can stem from there for a film. That's where the idea to go to Chile, but I held back and didn't want to go to Chile. That's where the idea stemmed from. Because one of the ideas, a paranoid idea, is one, instead of going to hell, when one's a bad guy or one does something bad in life, instead of going to hell, you go to Chile. Well, you left Chile. Yes, I got ripped out of hell. Now there's a democracy. Would you like to? Yes, but there's still a little bit left from of their past. They got they caught the disease. The dictatorship was more than just an unjust authoritarian government. It's like an infection. People get infected. There's still a lot to go because we went back to a right-wing party. Yes. We've got to be equitative. It's a liberal right wing. We must say that the dictatorship was also liberal, economically speaking. But now everything is called liberal, and also everything is called socialist as well. For example, the government here is socialist. Any further questions? Yes, I would like to ask the producer, because I understand that the film emerges from the TV series. No? If such is the case, how does it occur to make the series and the film? The Camilo's, all the material we could dedicate, he'd script he'd, from the book. And the script is very complete, and to a certain extent, it manages to go back to understand things in the book that aren't, because in the book there are many things that can't be understood in the novel. And from there, and Raul had all of the freedom to, from that script, to do what, taking out and putting in whatever he wanted, and we had a commitment of making a series and making a film, because it was the way of financing all of the entire project. And that's where, at the beginning, it was going to be 2 chapters of 100 minutes, and then we ended up with 6 chapters of 55 minutes from one surprise to another, as you can see. And the film has stemmed or come from the idea of Raul when he saw the film, what he would like to see on the screen. That is, that there was an enormous difference with the series, and that's there are things that are very common and things that are very different that appear in both things, but in the cinema and the teleseries, the distribution of a 4-hour a long film as a producer, it's one of the films that's going to have I've produced 150 films in which I'm not afraid of 4 hours and 10 minutes. If the film's a good film, if it finds its audience and it finds the screens, it can find screens everywhere in the world. If the film's a bad film, even if it's an hour and a half long, you know what happens. What me as a producer, what is horrible is the reaction and that we're having with this film, because we're going right around the world and we're just starting, and we've already got a guaranteed premiere, a screening with the film and with the series, practically throughout the world. So therefore, I would like some Spanish colleagues to do the same thing, and I hope this happens in Spain. I hope the audience goes to see the film. You've said the film is going to be distributed throughout the world and Brazil. in Brazil. We've already got contacts and we've got a distributor, and the film is going to be shown in the Sao Paulo Festival on the 23rd. And there we will conclude the distribution and the sales to a TV channel. The 23rd of September, October, 23rd of October. In Chile, we'll see. We've got a lot of requests. We will have to make things much more concrete slowly, but surely I hope that Spain will not end up being an exception. No, not yet. We showed it today, screened today. No Spaniards have seen it until today. We'll see tomorrow. A TV, for example, there's a pre-purchase of Greek TV, Italian, Swiss and Portuguese TV. Any further questions? Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for attending, and thank you very much to all of you for being at the press conference. Thank you.